I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Those words from our Savior are recorded in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel. And then in the reading from John's first epistle, we heard similar words reflecting upon the good shepherd's sacrifice and what it means for us to follow him, to be his sheep. There John writes, "We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another." This Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. The collect that we prayed at the opening of our service acknowledges Jesus as our Good Shepherd and asks that we might respond to him accordingly, that when we hear his voice, we might recognize it and follow him. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Almost, or many of the hymns and anthems that we hear in our service today reference the shepherd and the sheep. Every year on this Sunday, the gospel reading comes from some portion of the 10th chapter of John, where Jesus describes himself in passages that we hear over those 3 years as the good shepherd who calls his own sheep by name, as the one who lays down his life for the sheep, and as the shepherd who leads his sheep to eternal life. Our reading from John's first epistle provides us some direction on what it means to be the good shepherd's sheep. In particular, the good shepherd has loved us so much that he was willing to lay down his life for us. So what does it mean for us to live our lives in response to such love? John makes the move from the good shepherd's love to our response, writing, "We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another." How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. John, therefore, tells us that if we recognize the love of the good shepherd, then we should be inspired to respond in kind. If we allow God's love to abide in us, we are moved to respond faithfully. And so this love that we have been given must now be lived in how we offer our lives in service to one another. For some, the faithful response will involve doing that radical act of love that the good shepherd embodied, laying down his life for God's sheep, laying down his life for his friends. That is what Jesus did on the cross, and in the 2,000 years that have passed since then, many Christians have in turn given up their lives in radical acts of love. Almost all of those disciples who heard Jesus describe the good shepherd's love would likewise lay down their lives. And the stories of the saints of the church are filled with similar examples. But John, in this epistle, recognizes that not all of us will be called to that sacrifice. However, we are called to offer our lives in service to one another. to display God's love to the world by lives lived differently. In particular, for John, we will be moved to love those in need around us. For as John writes, it is difficult to see how the Good Shepherd's love abides in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help. We must love not only in word and speech, but in truth and in action. We don't merely tell the story of the Good Shepherd's love. We actually become the continuation of that story by displaying that love in truth and in action, by offering our lives, our gifts, our resources, our time in service to our brothers and sisters in need. By living changed lives, we make a crucial move in the Christian journey. We move from knowing about the Good Shepherd's self-offering. We move from that to incorporating our lives and ourselves into that offering, so that the church is to be the embodiment of the Good Shepherd's love to the world. And through the continued presence of the church in the world, God's gift keeps on giving. Not only keeps on telling the story of God's love, but actually is the continued story of God's love. By living differently, not always in dramatic sacrifices of the martyrs, but rather in the countless daily interactions make up our lives and the decisions that we make about the ways in which we spend our time and our money and the ways in which we respond to the need and suffering in our midst. And we are not called to do this only as individuals in our particular lives in this world, but we do this as a body, as a community of followers of the Good Shepherd, as a parish that seeks to display his love to the world in this place, in this time. As many of you know, when we embarked on the Greater Works Capital campaign to preserve and restore this church building almost exactly 1 year ago, we committed to set aside 10% of the funds that we raised through that campaign to care for those in need in the community around this place. For we were receiving the world's goods, and we know that we have brothers and sisters in need around us. So as people in whom God's love abides, we committed to care for them through those resources. In the past month, two individuals in our parish community, Sarah Conrad and Father Stephen Boley, have offered their gifts and time in order to help us discern as a parish how we will now use those funds to respond to the need around us. Sarah and Father Stephen will be leading this effort. And they have begun the work of meeting with community leaders and educating themselves about the needs in the community around us and the work that others are already doing to respond to those needs. And in the weeks and months ahead, they will share this work and their insights with the parish and seek our help, our wisdom, and our prayers as this parish, in this particular way, seeks to love in truth and in action our brothers and sisters who are in need around us. Through lives lived in faithful service, both individually and in community, we are teaching each other and the world around us what the Good Shepherd's love looks like. In this place, in this time, so that the world around us might know what a self-sacrificing, self-donating, undeserved love feels like. The Good Shepherd has loved us and led us with His life, not only in word and speech, but in truth and in action. And now with our lives, we are seeking to follow His love where it leads.